Oh, what are you gonna play for us tonight? What do you got?
Look at that. That's a low D whistle. It's a little hard. It's harder. I'm figuring it out. It's not hard. You can't. It's not really like something you're supposed to be playing, you know, heroic fanfares with.
What was it?
No, nothing. I don't know.
Oh, for a second you were playing the Proto Man thing.
Oh, no. There you go.
I vaguely hear the Shire in there. Transported away.
Good enough. Not bad for 2 weeks of practice. Fourth, 2020. Yep, it's still that year. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother Edge.
So, do we celebrate Dreamcast Day today or next episode?
I mean, gosh.
I have an HDMI cable on my Dreamcast now. Like, it looks great on my TV.
Yeah, man, I need to bust the Dreamcast out. It's been a while. I haven't thought about the Dreamcast too much lately. The Dreamcast is too bright for such a dark, depressing time.
I just hate they sell that Dreamcast collection on Steam, but Knights is in it.
Oh, it's like, well, you know.
That offends me.
Well, what else are you going to do with Knights? They're not going to make a Saturn collection.
But they should.
What else do you have? Get Burning Rangers on Steam.
Just give me a stall and Three Dirty Dwarves.
Oh, Three Dirty Dwarves. I was watching a playthrough of that not too long ago for all the cutscenes and everything, man. Anyways, yes, it's Mike Minotti, joined by my brother AJ Minotti.
Sorry.
How's it going?
Oh, good.
Oh, yep.
Got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
I was at the beach last week.
Yeah, you were at Topsail Island.
Doing all the
Island.
GamesCon stuff. I don't know what from that we really need to do.
Nothing.
But let's get to the Mario stuff.
Yeah,
everyone wants to talk about Mario.
Let's talk about Mario, because that was announced yesterday as the time that you are hearing this. Finally revealed all the Mario 35th anniversary stuff. And the rumors were, like, mostly true in that... So, the big thing is Super Mario 3D All-Stars. Mm-hmm. And even the rumors were even saying it would be 64, Sunshine, Galaxy, and not Galaxy 2. Do you want to talk about the no Galaxy 2 thing first? It's a bummer.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I feel like if you got Galaxy 1 working,
right,
however you had to do just do Galaxy 2. Now, so here's the chaos theory, and one of the things that... we haven't talked about it yet. They're only selling this until March 31st.
Right.
Even the digital edition.
Yeah, which is bizarre.
So I wonder if they're not going to, at that point, stop selling it as a bundle, spin them out $20 each, and Galaxy 2 comes out at that time.
I mean, maybe, but even then, it's like, why not still just make the bundle available?
Like, for retail purposes,
yeah. Or
just, like, are they going to pull it off the shelves? Are we going full Disney vault here? Like,
I don't know. I don't get it.
There's a lot of Nintendo in this Nintendo announcement,
like,
that we'll explore.
The thing with... back when I was hearing the rumors, like, okay, there's no Galaxy 2. You know, I get it, because, you know, you're remaking three games already. But these aren't really remakes, like, I was kind of expecting. Like, these are remasters leaning more heavily on the port side, to be honest. Like,
they are the bare minimum.
Well, maybe, I mean...
I think they are.
Galaxy and Sunshine are in widescreen, and, you know, they're in HD...
Well, Galaxy always was. So,
Galaxy,
Galaxy got HD and not motion controls.
Which is good.
Good. Sunshine got HD and widescreen. And 64 got sort of HD.
Not much.
It's like it's something by 960.
Right.
It's not a full
1080. Right. And like 64 is still like running at 30 frames per second.
So is Sunshine, best as I can tell.
I mean, part of me is like, you know, I kind of get that. Like, that's what those games ran at, I guess, if you're not doing too much more else for them.
And here's my issue, though. I can go download a mod right now for an N64 emulator that'll play Mario 64 in 4K widescreen, 60 frames per second. Same thing with Sunshine.
You can't play that on your Switch.
Well, yeah. And it's like... again, if modders can do that, can they really not figure that out for this Switch port? Like, is COVID really crippling Nintendo
that badly? I don't know. Like, it's like, you know, it's like, first off, I want to be like, Yay. You know, I'm really happy that I'm getting these three games on the Switch. I told you I was in touch.
I've never been so simultaneously excited and disappointed by an announcement.
Right. But, you know, I mean, it's weird because I was expecting Remake. And, you know, I don't, you know me, I have no problem with the low poly graphics. And part of me is like, you know what, it's fine. I don't mind playing through Mario 64 in the original. I think that Galaxy, especially, and Sunshine looked good enough that they didn't really need that much. Yeah,
like seeing that Galaxy, or even the Sunshine trailer in HD widescreen, like it looks modern.
Looks good. Yeah, looks exactly. Fine. But like, there still was an expectation of like, oh man, what is like Bomb Battlefield going to look like when it's like in Mario Odyssey style, you know?
Yeah, well, because you know, if they're going to use that All Star name, I mean, part of the hook of the All Star Collection Super Nintendo was that it was redone graphics.
That's the weird thing, because like, you know, Super Mario All Stars for Super Nintendo was remakes, and it was comprehensive, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was the four Mario games before that, except for the newest one. So that is another reason why, like, No Galaxy 2 is a little weird here. But, I mean, you know, I still am excited. I just like these games so much. I'm excited to, as much as I love, like, Galaxy, I've never 100%ed it. You know, God, how many stars there are there. There's all those green stars and everything. So that'll be fun. I'm sure Galaxy 2 has to be coming to the Switch in some form. Sure, some point.
There's no reason not to.
Right. Like, that's got to be a thing. It's weird to almost not address it. And the real surprising thing is, like, this thing's coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's, which is weird because, like, you know, for so long, people are like, what's coming? And, you know, people were waiting for them to announce this. And people are like, it must not exist. It must be coming later than we thought. It's coming real soon. Why didn't they just announce this earlier?
Well, we know a couple things. We know they have, you and Jeff Grubb talked about this, they have some kind of financial call on the 15th.
Yeah.
So I'm sure the timing of the release certainly ties into that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if genuinely they needed this much time to get it done. I mean, it is a physical release, so you have to do the distribution and all that stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So you can't just, like, stealth drop it.
I know, but I mean, if it was going, presumably they had September 18th as an idea for a date for a while here. So
yeah, I don't know what they were waiting for, especially like when we went through the whole month of August with everyone clamoring for, like, everyone knew about this. This was a terribly kept secret.
Yeah,
like just, you know, you had all these weird mini directs and indie showcases.
Plus, you know, if they had just announced it earlier, they could have maybe set some of these expectations a little earlier. And
right before it ran away from them and started rumors.
I understand the rumor. You know, that's not their fault, but also at a certain point, they could have, you know, maybe got ahead of things a little bit there. Again, like, you know, this isn't a bad thing. I'm excited. No,
I mean, I'm buying it day one, and I'm gonna play the hell out of it.
Yeah, and there was a bunch of other stuff. So we are finally getting Mario 3D World. It's like
February.
Yeah, it's five. That's a little later than I would have thought, but you know, whatever. The interesting thing about this is that like it's not new Super Mario or Super Mario 3D World Plus or Deluxe. I mean, it's like that new. It's like what they did with those remakes of the Mario and Luigi games. Remember, like it was like Mario and Luigi plus the Bowser's Minions or something like that. That's what they're doing for this. It has like an extra side story thing.
And they just teased it at the end of the trailer, but it did look to me more open than what I consider a Mario 3D World level.
Right. I mean, my expectation is just, you know, another like world filled with courses. So, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's weird to go for the branding of those kind of unpopular Mario and Luigi remakes. I think that remake of Bowser's Inside Story is like the worst selling Mario game of all time,
really?
Or something.
I don't think the majority of people are going to make that correlation.
Sure, I know, but it's still a little funny. But that's another game I'm excited to like play a lot more. Like I played it on the Wii U,
and I played the first few levels. I've never actually sat down and played it.
I beat it, but like
I never bought it. Yeah,
like I want to like go and like, you know, get to like the extra challenge modes, unlock Rosalina, and all that fun stuff you can do in that game. That by the way, that theme song for Mario 3D World, that snaps.
Yeah.
That is fun stuff. You getting yourself a Mario Game & Watch?
Probably.
It's pretty neat. I mean, I don't know.
I wonder how long it'll take for someone to like, hack it and you could just put any NES game on
it. Yeah, but that's not even really the point. It's just, you know, like, am I really going to be sitting now that I'm playing Mario 1 and Lost Levels all the time?
It goes on the shelf.
It's neat. It's neat that it's functional.
Right.
You can play Mario 1 on it, but yeah. The other kind of big one, and this is the other one that's like time-gated for no reason whatsoever at the end of March, is Mario 35, which is like Tetris 99.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's like, I guess they don't want to keep the servers up, but like, I don't know.
I mean, isn't Tetris still
if it going? Does well,
right?
Don't but you want to keep it going?
A Battle Royale, like Mario 1 game. So I'm like, yeah, that looks super fun. That looks super rad. Totally signed me up for that. the Mario Kart AR thing looks neat. I don't know if that's something I need.
My daughter has been asking for a remote control car for Christmas, so this ticks several boxes.
There you go. Well, all right.
It sounds like there'll be two sets. You have to buy a Mario set and a Luigi set.
Mm.
So I'll be very curious to see what they cost,
because that
can be an issue.
I think it's interesting. I like that Nintendo is still experimenting with AR and all this.
I think it looks cool. If it looks like it did in the video, it'll be very fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's one of the, I think it'll be like one of those good, almost like Christmas present gifts, you know?
Right.
One of those things like, yeah, you bust it out that day and everyone has a lot of fun. Maybe it gets busted out a few more times. But you kind of know that, like, yeah, this isn't like
a big... Yeah, play this every day.
This is going to make my kids really happy for a good photo op thing, you know?
Right.
It'll be very cute.
Plus, there's too much carpet in our house.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, you go outside in winter. I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, I was thinking...
We'll go to Uncle Mikey's and play it.
Yeah, I guess so. There's Mario shoes, except for some Mario shoes.
A Splatfest.
There was a good amount of stuff. I mean, Mario, the original Mario All-Stars is going to be on, is on Switch now, actually.
Yeah.
Which, that's kind of funny, because you already have all of those games on Switch.
Yeah, on the service.
It's funny, because, like, you know, back then it was like, oh, finally,
Super Mario.
Yeah. Now there's, like, I mean, Super Mario Brothers 1 was, like, what, 8 years old or something like that when it got remade for this? Like, now this remake is, like, 25 years old or something, right? Like,
that's crazy.
There's basically no... Like, if I was going to play Mario Bros. 1 right now, I'd probably want to play the original. But every once in a while, it'd be interesting to play this version.
You gotta play the Lost Levels. That's on the NES thing, too,
Lost Levels are on the Switch,
too,
yeah. Lost Levels are actually... They're not bad, but not my favorite 2D Mario game.
No, so. There's a reason we got Doki Doki Panic over here.
Yeah, I'll take Doki Doki Panic any day. But, I mean, again, I'm still just so excited to have these... games on Switch, especially Mario Galaxy, which, you know,
so
that,
good.
Right, it's so good, and it's like, that's like, oh, how am I going to play that unless I bring my Switch out and stuff like that, so, I mean, I love all three of these games. I love the 3D Mario games. Mario 64, one of my favorite games ever. Mario Sunshine is, I'm a big defender of, I guess, because people have bad opinions.
Don't get that.
I mean, I almost get where it's coming from, but it's also like, okay.
Right.
It's like,
what do you want me to do for you?
Right. Man? It's like, you know, maybe it's not as good as Mario 64, but like, you're not going to tell me it's a bad game or anything close to that. I don't know. I did my ranking of 3D Mario games, and this can change on a whim, but I think I did Super Mario Odyssey. This is all 3D games, because all the three, except for World being slightly better than like my last two, I think all the three, I like all the 3D games more than the 2D ones. I don't know if that's a hot take. Apparently it might be. I don't know. But, yeah, so Odyssey, 64, Galaxy 2, Galaxy 1. I could flip on that. Here's the thing with Galaxy 2 and Galaxy 1. I think Galaxy 2 actually has better level design.
Mm-hmm.
I think Galaxy 1 has, like, better auxiliaries. Like, I like its story better, which, you know, how much does that matter? I don't know.
No, I agree. You know, helping Rosalina, like do her thing, as opposed to, like,
the fat
helping
Luma.
The weird fat bean people.
Right, and yes. Mm. Yeah, and, like, I think the music's a little better. I like the hub world a bit better. But, like, ultimately, what's more important, that or, like, level design?
It's not like Galaxy's level design's bad.
No, just not exactly enough. But two is, like...
Pretty good.
Two sings, man. Two is just snapping along. Two is insane. So, I mean, I could almost go either way at those, but they're both great. And then after that, it would be Sunshine, 3D World, 3D Land.
That's all mine, too.
They're all great. Yeah. Like, 3D Land, I love. The problem now is, like, the big game. It's like, man, it's so cool. Like, we had to make some sacrifices, but it's on a portable. Then Odyssey came out.
Yeah, it's like, nope.
6 years later, it's like, well, all right. That was cute for the time, I guess. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited. But we can move on. What else do you want to talk about here? Do you want to talk about some of the things we've been playing, or is there some other news you wanted to touch on? I know you're excited about these video cards. I don't have too much to say about it, but everyone's pretty pumped.
The thing I wanted to say about it is, a month ago, I was very like, give me the Xbox Series X, give me the PlayStation 5, next-gen consoles. I don't even know if I'm going to play my PC much anymore outside of Warcraft and Overwatch. This is going to be incredible. Then, like, Halo got delayed, and, like... Everything for the PS5 is launch window, whatever that could mean.
It's like Ratchet and Clank is not this year, probably.
Right, and then it's like, I mean, you know, backwards compatibility and Gears 5 will look good. I'll go back and finish that maybe and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, okay, hey, look, the beta for World of Warcraft Shadowlands has ray tracing. Oh, okay, that's neat. Here's these new video cards. The $500 card is better than the 2080, and the $700 one's better than the 2080 Ti by a large margin. It's like, go on. So it's like, crap, do I maybe want to like invest that money in the video cards and worry about the consoles like when I get to them?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I'm hoping I get like a review PlayStation 5 and then everything will be a little easier for me.
Right.
I don't think I need to upgrade my video card yet. Mine's still doing pretty good.
You're in a weird spot, yeah, because you have that like Titan XP.
Right.
Which the only thing it doesn't do is ray tracing.
Right.
Now, I have a 1080, which is good, but I knew the 2000 series wasn't for me because it literally would have been the same performance, but with ray tracing as an option. But then the ray tracing had too many sacrifices. But with the DLSS AI upscaling stuff now, and just the sheer power of these things, and the price. I mean, I think a 2060 right now is $500, and the 3070 will be $500.
I also just upgraded my CPU not too long ago, so part of me is like, I don't know if I'm going to upgrade again within the
next year. Yeah, see, I feel like I'm right on the cusp of being good to upgrade my video card. There's a few games, like, you know, I can't play Assassin's Creed Odyssey maxed out. That hangs in the 40s if I max it, like, as an example.
Have you tried Flight Simulator yet? Because I know that's a pretty big
that's
limit.
Another one that, like, I was in the 30s a few times. Mm. I'll talk about that a little more later, just my experience with it, but I feel like I like, and if I'm gonna do it, you know, $500 for the 3070 or $700 for the 3080, well, I may as well scrounge up the extra $200. Let's do it.
Prove yourself a bit,
right? So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's something else to think about.
Yeah. I mean, we still don't know what the damn new consoles are gonna cost, or we know roughly when they'll be out. It'll be November, but
I mean, we know that, but we don't really know that, you know. Right? Like, who knows? Like, maybe we'll get an early December console launch for once. Who knows?
And here's the thing. I feel like we're at, like, everyone's kind of mentally at this point now where if they said, you know what, the Xbox is going to come out in February, I don't think anyone would be too upset.
Especially the Xbox, right?
I mean, I feel like they feel they have to hit it because holidays are so big for console sales, but the Switch proved that's not necessarily the case.
There will be a launch in the fall. Might not be a very big launch.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit of a Saturn kind of deal. I mean, minus the surprise.
Right.
But it's just going to kind of come out.
Hopefully minus the flopping part.
But, yeah, for both of them.
But we'll see. We'll see. Can I talk to you about Avengers?
Yeah, let's talk. Well, you played about as much as I played in the beta. So we're kind of, we've had similar experiences, both on PS4 Pro.
Right, well, I mean, so there's a much longer intro that I played than you did, okay. I guess I could say. I don't know about much longer, but it's longer. It's more substantial.
Okay.
But yeah, I guess I'm not surprised because I've actually always been a bit of a defender of this game. Like since that E3 last year when it was debuted, everybody was kind of poo-pooing it. I was like, I think this looks fun. I think this is neat.
It's like, hey, we took Ultimate Alliance, made it look really good, and mixed in some Destiny. Right, like, I don't know, what's not to like.
Yeah, it is a brawler still, but it's certainly, there's certainly more to it than Ultimate Alliance. It does look, you know, good still. And I think, like, the characters control well. I think the combos look cool. I think, like you control Hulk a lot in the beginning stuff. I think he's super fun to play. I like his jump, the way he jumps around. He's got these big, strong moves, like the way he can grab a person and
just throw him around, ragdoll.
And I play a lot of looty games. I don't mind some looter progression at all. Mm-hmm. I'm totally down with that. And the story is like, you know, I think it's fun. I mean, it's a little on the nose, which, you know, comic book stuff typically is.
Yeah, right.
I think that having a Kamala, like, who is, like, absolutely really the main character. I think that's really refreshing. That's really nice. That makes it... That really gets rid of a lot of that, oh, this is, like, a cheap version of the MCU. Because that immediately, like, well, this is nothing like the MCU because there's no Kamala in MCU.
So yeah, that's very smart on a number of levels.
Right.
So,
in fact, that was something that maybe should have pushed out earlier, I think, to kind of, like, I don't know, not, you know, kind of get people more on board, I suppose. But I'm really liking it. I'm having fun. I'm kind of excited for when we can start playing it together, doing some of the end game stuff and whatnot. But I'm fully on board. There's like, you know, there's like some jankiness here and there, little bugs, and it's got one of those Destiny style menus where you have like a fake computer mouse cursor.
It's the worst thing Destiny did to console gaming was like, here's a mouse precursor, sort of.
Yeah. I mean, it's running pretty well on my PlayStation 4 Pro. The only thing is low time.
Are you on resolution mode or performance mode?
Gosh, I don't even know.
I think it defaults to resolution, but I'd suggest performance
mode. Yeah, I usually go for performance mode. But no, I mean, it looks fine.
You know, this game will have a PS5 upgrade.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I mean, I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying myself.
We'll get Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Spider-Man will be fun. I mean, I'm really excited to unlock Captain America. You know,
they announced Hawkeye as a, like, an early post-release character, but then the first one is Kate. What's her superhero name? She's another bow and arrow chick. But everyone's like, well, you're already doing Hawkeye. Why are you doing two bow and arrow
people? I don't know. You're talking. Yeah, I can tell you why they're doing two.
Her name's Kate, but I forget what her alter ego is.
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I'm almost so used to, like, Marvel's super prevalence that, like, I sometimes forget that I like it. You know what right. I mean? Like, it's, I'm almost, like, I almost become jaded. And when I'm playing Skimps sometimes, I'm like, oh, yeah, I like the Avengers.
Yeah.
This stuff's fun and neat. This is, you know, yeah, this is, I don't know if it's, like, my jam anymore. But it still kind of brings me back to, like, those days before the MCU. Not that, like, things were better before the MCU. But, like, you know, when I was, like, reading my old Spider-Man comics and going
and, like playing Ultimate Alliance for the first
stuff
time.
Like that, you know, playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and being like, what's a Thanos and all that jazz. But yeah, no, I'm really digging it. You know what I've been playing a lot of these last 2 weeks?
Let me guess. It is Final Fantasy 14.
A ton of it.
It turns out that's a pretty good game.
I've been playing like 4 hours a day. I've been going through that campaign. I'm
so
like,
you finished Heaven's Ward.
Finished Heaven's Ward and the Heaven's Ward. That's the first. There's three expansions that have come out: Heaven's Ward, Stormblood, Shadowbringers. I'm on kind of like, I think the last third of Stormblood's main campaign. Heaven's Ward was awesome.
Yeah,
Heaven's Ward was great, and especially like the ending of Heaven's Ward was good, and then like the first couple chapters of like the post story stuff for Heaven's Ward was amazing, super fun, like really cool moments, great cutscenes, awesome combat. I love my Black Mage so much. It's just like, it's just this absolute like super magic turret thing. It's just, and you have like this dance you're doing to keep your mana up and keep these buffs going. And the rotation is so fun. Then when you have like the bosses, you have to like start moving around. You really, you know, it's like, it's basically you trying to recover from having your cast timers kind of messed around with. And I am into it. It is super exciting. I'm almost excited to get to max level, not so much like do raids or anything, but then it's like I can level up some other jobs. I can, you know, be a samurai. I can level up white mage and
red mage.
Seeing that, yeah, red mage. Red mage is cool. Really, red mage is fun. Red mage is they basically made red mage like Zoro with magic in this
game.
That's
pretty sweet.
Yeah, you would like
red mage. I was bummed because they announced that they're like, oh, we're expanding the trial, and the trial includes all of the base game and Heavensward. And I was like, this is great. I'm just gonna play through Heavensward. And it's like, if you ever paid them money, you cannot be a trial. It's like, oh, wait a minute.
I guess technically you don't need a trial, right?
But
you
when you're playing through two full you know, chapters, is that really a trial? Like, I don't know. It felt weird.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, it's a
little
weird.
Why'd you do that?
But I don't mind paying for it. So
yeah, well,
and you know, what's so great about it is, like, you know, Heaven's War came out in, like, 2015, right? It's an old expansion in MMO terms. But, like, it didn't feel like old content because you're still just, you know, you're going through the story. And there's still people around you running that stuff. And when you, like, need to do a dungeon or one of those big boss fights, there's still people doing those because people are doing their daily roulettes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
it's smart how they did that.
It's, you know, World of Warcraft, you go do Warlords or Draenor right now. Like, that's just a very weird leveling thing. And you basically do one zone in there to level through it and then, like, you're done with it. And they're trying to fix that with the Shadowlands leveling, but it's just so nice here. Like, yeah, this is just all kind of one big continuous story thing, and it really makes a lot of sense still.
I'll pick it up. Well, I've still been playing ESO. There's an event going on that just started tonight. I actually need to do my dungeon still, and I'm starting to get ready for WoW. We have the date.
Yeah, October something.
26/27, depending where you live. Yeah. I think
so. This is kind of like I'm doing a lot of this now before Shadowlands comes out. And my hope is to kind of finally be like an end-level character when Shadowlands comes out, and then I'll start doing Shadowlands and all that jazz.
Well, you guys have convinced me because there's now two of you to play. I think I'm going to main Alliance's expansion. I'm going to kind of leave my Shaman, who's been my main forever,
it's scary, but
behind.
I'll tell you what, because the first time I left, I stopped playing my main, really, was last expansion. I was happy I did. It was nice to switch things up.
Yeah, I mean, Shaman's in a weird place right now. Like, they were going to take Maelstrom away, which is, like, their kind of spender resource that's unique to them. Then they reintroduced it for Elemental, which isn't my spec, and I'm not even quite sure where everything is right now.
I think Enhanced is still good. I can almost kind of understand why it's still there for Elemental.
Yeah.
I feel like Elemental, it's weird if it's just a cooldown class.
Right.
So, I'm actually thinking of maining Shaman, so that's, you know, funny.
Funny, yeah.
Right.
Well, I had my boost. I boosted a Night Elf Druid, and they're doing a reputation buff again this month, but then when the expansion goes live, I'll get Dark Iron Dwarves, because I have the achievement, just not the rep yet, and I want to save that character for the new leveling experience anyway. So my plan is, once the pre-patch is up, to roll a Dark Iron Dwarf Paladin. If I get him the max level by the time the expansion launches, cool, I'll play him. If not, I'll play the Druid, I guess.
That'd be a pretty good move, actually. I think Paladin's going to be super fun.
Yeah. The reason I like both Paladin and Druid is the kind of two classes I'm going to have for this expansion is I can spec into anything.
It's always right. Nice of those. I mean, I absolutely am not going to, for the foreseeable future, main a class that does not have a healer spec, at least.
Right, you like healing.
I love healing. I don't know if I could ever do like a pure damage one.
I'd be cool like tanking like for our group. But, like, I'm not going to do, like, mythics tanking.
No, for sure, no. If you want to, like, tank, just, like, a dungeon.
I'll just DPS, and then it'll be great.
Yeah, like, a daily for fun. No, I understand. Right. It's a whole another thing.
Yeah.
But, like, for me, like, you know, I'll be, like, healing will be my main thing. But you want to mainly be damaged. But the flexibility is super nice.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to be nice about this expansion is they're kind of bringing back the blurred lines between the specs again a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have
more
some
crossover abilities.
Yeah. So
it sounds like Druid, that's going to get some benefits from that.
Yeah, for sure. So that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm getting excited for it. Like I said, maybe I'll have a new graphics card by the time it comes out.
To run World of Warcraft.
So I get those good shadows.
Yes, you gotta get better.
Well, no, I'll tell you, because like they released the system specs and my PC is the max, is the recommended specs, the CPU and video card I have. So I'm like, oh no, I'm like almost at the, like,
you're getting there.
Yeah, you know, recommended is really minimum. Like, yeah. If we're being honest.
Fair enough.
So yeah. But yeah, I took a nice little break from the game, so I feel like kind of like ready to go back into it, I guess, which is good.
The other game I've been playing a lot of is Dragon Quest V, Hand of the Heavenly Bride.
On your 3DS.
Wait, I bought a new sealed copy for my 3DS off the internet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I heard that's on computers.
Yeah, they have the internet on computers these days. But I've been having a lot of fun. I'm like 25 hours into that. It is certainly like an old school JRPG. Like, sure. It's more simple than even like.
Would that come out on it? Super Nintendo or
Super Famicom? Actually, I don't think it didn't originally have a release in the States. Okay, actually.
So it is like kind of the Final Fantasy V of the series.
Well, the interesting thing is that Dragon Quest IV came out for the NES. A lot of people don't realize. Okay. Or Famicom. So this was the first 16-bit one of two. Then six was also for the. But Dragon Quest VI has a job system, so that's maybe the Dragon Quest V.
Was six on? Wait, six was Super Famicom?
Yeah, Dragon.
Were
Quest
there not? VI. Was there not a Dragon Quest game for PlayStation?
Dragon Quest VII was the only PlayStation 1 Dragon Quest.
Oh wait, okay, 8 was on PS2.
8
I was thinking
PS2.
7 was.
And then 9 DS, 10 is the MMO, which just never came out here. Isn't that weird?
Right.
It was like this MMO, and that's the guy. I think the guy who did that is the guy who saved Final Fantasy 14. Right. Yeah. So that's weird. But five, you know. I did this because I played 11 and loved it. When I think about it now, I can't believe how good 11 surpassed my expectations so much. It might be a top 5 JRPG. It was fantastic. So
I'll play it on my Xbox Series X, but now maybe my 3070 or 3080.
Yeah, well, isn't it going to be on Game Pass?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Oh, so sure.
Oh, and that's a game that it's good, and it just keeps getting better, and, like, you're in hour 70, and it's just, like, really, really good. Ugh, I love Dragon Quest XI. But, you know, I wanted to play some of the other ones, and, there were the 3DS ones. I actually got Dragon Quest IV back when it came out, and I was not ready for it. Uh-huh. I was not ready for, like, that was at a point where I was still so new to JRPGs, where first-person battles like that bothered me.
Uh-huh.
Because it does the thing where, like, you don't see your character as a character portrait.
It's just like,
like Phantasy Star. Star, there's at least a sprite for your characters in Phantasy Star 4. And this is, you don't even have that. On the flip side, though, so they remade 4, 5, and 6 on the DS. The enemy sprites are great. They have a lot of animation to them, a lot of character to them, so they're really good. The kind of fun thing with 5 is that it has a monster recruitment system to it. So it's a bit Pokemon-esque.
Oh, interesting.
And it's a bit just like there's certain monsters that if you kill them last in a thing, they just have a random chance to join your party.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, they have, you know, different things to learn, different spells. So, you know, it's kind of funny. You're like, well, which monsters are good? Well, this is a good healing monster and stuff like that. And there's like a kind of like a, you know, waifu system. There's like 3 people you can choose to marry. And then based off of that, you have, like, children later who will join your party. So
fancy.
Yeah, there's, like, you know, important choices. But besides that, it is a pretty typical, just fun, like, here's a big world map. You're going from town to town, doing, like, these little, you know, problem-solving things. You're going to dungeons. It's a good time. And now that, like, I play more JRPGs and I played a Dragon Quest game, so, like, I know, like, I know the difference between a sizzle and a frizzle.
Right.
You know, like, I understand.
You know what, like, the equivalent of a Phoenix Down is.
Yes, I grok it all.
Yes.
And I'm having fun. And it is, I like that it can sometimes be, like, you know, encouraging of grinding. I like my grinding. I like that some nights, when I play Dragon Quest V, all I do is for an hour walk around, grind things while I watch something on YouTube. That is fantastic for me.
Nice.
That's great for me. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. This is one of the ones that I wanted to play. Maybe after this, I might do 6. People don't seem to like 6 as much as 5, even though it has a job system. 7 has, like, the better job system, but the complaint about 7 is that it is, like, too big. It is, like, an 150-hour-long JRPG.
Oh, my.
Or something ridiculous. 8 is supposed to be really good, but, like, 8 I'm conflicted because that came out on 3DS, and I'm like, well, that seems convenient, but, like, it's a PlayStation 2 game, and I don't, like, is it really best to play that on 3DS? Like, part of me wants to just wait for them to release, like, Dragon Quest 8 on the Switch at some point, hopefully.
I think it's on... Is it on phones?
It's on phones, and that's just the 3DS version, I think.
Is it? Okay.
I think so. I'm not going to play it on my phone. I'm not going to play a 50-hour JRPG on my phone. I'm
Go
sorry.
Go on, Mike.
No. No,
you can
no,
do it.
No, thank you. Well, there's, like, those phone versions of Dragon Quest 1, 2, and 3 that are also on Switch, and they're supposed to be pretty good, and 3 is supposed to be really good, but there's a bit of that... There's a bit of that, not nearly as bad, but you know how, like, those Square Enix PC and mobile ports of Final Fantasy V and VI
look? Yeah, they're rough.
Yeah. It's not that bad, but there's a little bit of that. It's certainly to the point of where I'm like, I just wish this had the 8-bit sprites. It would look better.
Oh, the weird thing is, when you play these Dragon Quest mobile games, they, like, reformatted them to be portrait mode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you, like, one-hand it.
Mm.
Yeah, because I'm looking, there's 5, 8... Yeah, weird.
Yeah, a lot of them are on there.
I think they're all on there. I think everything up to 8.
Yeah, which is, like, neat, but I don't want to play on my phone. 7 is on the 3DS even. Like, maybe that'd be interesting, but again, like, I'll be doing that for half a year if I do
right.
that.
Right.
So, and I'm going to be having a lot of Mario remixes to play soon. And Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk is coming out when this is out, and man, am I excited. Holy crap.
I am.
Oh, I'm way more
I'm just worried that it'd be the kind of thing I'd play it, like, twice and never play it again. Like, I'm probably content to just come over here and play it.
You maybe, but I love those games. I'll play the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I love... Now, the thing is that my favorite one was 3. So, pardon me, so I wish 3 was there.
Well, although 3 is, like, pretty good. If this does well, maybe they'll do, like, a 3 and 4 next year.
Yeah, 3. So, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 is the Super Mario Galaxy 2 of this combo.
There you go.
But,
there you go.
No.
Well... So I did finally, after a week of trying to get it downloaded, did get the Fire Up Flight Simulator. It's so funny because, like, everyone's like, oh, this is, like, next gen and all this. And it is on, like, the macro scale. But then you do that thing and everybody's like, I want to fly to my house. And it, like, you know, you go down, like, ground level with the camera and it's like, oh, yeah, this is just, like, kind of Google Maps, isn't
yeah.
it?
I mean, you know, you can break the illusion a bit.
Very easily.
It's
like,
funny, I haven't actually flown to my house yet. I've been flying around Disney World a lot.
Well, yeah, and, it, like, even, like, Disney World, like, for some reason, the Contemporary looks fantastic.
Yeah.
But then, like, you go to the Magic Kingdom, it's like,
Everything looks better in still pictures, too. Like, I took, I was flying around, I'm like, oh, you can kind of tell how this is, yeah, just a 3D Maps thing. Then, like, I took the screenshot and looked at it, like, man, the screenshots look great.
Right. And, I mean, all I did is I did a couple of the tutorials, and I was like, well, let me fly around my Disney World and my home. And I didn't quite know what the best way to go about it was, so I just set, like, there's a local airport in Youngstown called Elser that's right outside of town, so I put that in as my arrival. And I have all the assist turned on, so it was, like, trying to help me land. And I found the key combo to turn off autopilot, but that, like, didn't do anything. So the whole time I'm trying to fly around Poland, it's constantly trying to get me to, like, turn.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, fighting that the whole time. I was like, what's going on? Then, like, as I'm flying, I was like, oh, there's my in-law's house. I could see that. Let me
crash
try
into it.
I did by accident.
Accident.
Well, no, because when you pause the motion, it, like... The simulation's still running.
Yes.
It just, like, freezes your plane.
I've had this problem.
And then, like, I went into a stall. Mm-hmm. So when I unpause it, the plane just immediately flipped upside down. I crashed into my in-law's house. And it should be noted, my father-in-law is an actual pilot. Like, the plane he owns is in the game. So,
which,
like,
plane does he own?
A TPM or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So, like he said, like you know, he's, like, you know, active in the community of people who own this plane. They're all very excited that this plane is in the game, and he was telling me about it today when I went to go pick up my kids over there, and he was saying, like, people are a little frustrated because the avionics aren't quite right, but they got some other detail that everyone was shocked is correct, and I was like, if you want to play it, you can come over, I guess.
I've been playing more because my coworker and buddy Jeff Grubb actually sent me a flight stick.
I have one. I need to dig it out.
It's like it was the one that they made for Ace Combat 7 on PlayStation. It has the PlayStation logo on it, but it works just as well on PC.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
But yeah, that's pretty. It's pretty cool. Yeah, yeah. It's pretty neat.
Well, hey, you'll maybe use that flight stick for Squadrons.
That's what I was thinking too. It'd probably be great for Squadrons, yeah. which looks better than I thought the last time they showed it.
I'm pumped for Squadrons.
I forget where they showed it.
It was at Gamescom.
Yeah, the Gamescom.
Yeah, I haven't watched that video yet. You just reminded me. I didn't get to that.
It looks great.
Yeah,
it's really good. So I'm excited for Squadrons. But Flight Simulator, another big surprise for me. I haven't had a lot of fun with that. I was flying around these worlds again this time at night. It's a great
Game Pass game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you were never going to go spend $60 on Flight Simulator.
Well, I got a code for it, to be fair.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Jerk. But yeah, like,
I mean, Battletoads is the ultimate Game Pass game, if you ask me.
Well, that's like the other end of the spectrum. I need to play that still, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I play anything else. Dauntless had it. Dauntless is doing like a weird thing with that, where it's like a mini pass for 2 weeks.
What is
Dauntless? Dauntless. Yeah. So I need to see what that's all about.
You didn't play. You or the kids didn't play any games on your trip.
Surprisingly, no. I brought the Switch in case we had some rain in our forecast, so I brought the Switch in case we got like rained out and stuck inside. But fortunately, the rain we had was quick and fleeting, and they were cool to just kind of hang out inside and watch a bit in a movie on their iPads.
Yeah, at one point, your daughter, Olivia, who's 5, called me from the beach, FaceTimed me, and was talking about how you were playing Pokemon Go. Like, Dad, this is a great game for kids, and saying that a lot.
She loves Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Loves it.
And you got her and her sister the Snorlax dolls.
Yes, that was their... Because we left at like 5 a.m. to head down to the beach, so we got them Snorlax dolls to sleep with in the car.
Which
no one slept in the car that day. Oh my god. Oy.
She called me yesterday to talk to me about some bunny that was apparently Walt, and now she's...
Oh, Boo Boo Bunny.
Boo Boo Bunny.
Oh my god. Okay, so quick change about Walter. How adorable my daughter Olivia is. Like, so they're very into the movie Peter Rabbit right now.
Ew.
It's actually not a bad movie. It's pretty good.
With Russell Brand?
No. That's Hop. This is the one with Domhnall Gleeson.
You still.
Yeah, no, whatever. It's fine. It's
a kid's okay, movie. Fine, whatever.
But so we have little stuffed animals of Peter and his 3 sisters. And so they were playing Peter Rabbit, and Sophia has all the Peter Rabbit characters, and Libby comes in with Boo Boo Bunny, and she does this cute little voice that I'll attempt to emulate here, but she goes, "Can I live with you guys? I don't have an owner. No home, no family." I was like, please say she could move in. Like, I was like, it was like such as like this earnest cry for acceptance. I was like, oh my god. And then Sophia, the little shit that she is, "What's your name?" "Boo Boo Bunny." "That's a funny name." I'm like, jeez.
Oh no, rough crowd. I did ask Olivia, I was like, oh, maybe I could go to the beach next time. She's like, well, not everyone can go to the beach, but you can go, Uncle Mike.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you. That's
good. She was whistling the other day. She figured out how to whistle.
No, that's why she FaceTimed me. She's like, "My Uncle Mike, we're going to teach you how to whistle." I was like, oh my god, don't tell me you learn how to whistle. I'm like, I can't whistle. I'm sorry. I don't know how to. She's like, I'll teach you. I'm like, okay. So I try to whistle for her. She's like, you're doing it wrong. I'm like, I know. I can't do it. Then she did it. Then I got Mag. She's 5, and I've never been able to do this. So luckily, I had not this one. I had another tin whistle with me. Like, I don't need it because I have this thing. I can cheat. And she's like, I want one of those. I was like, well, you're not getting mine. But yeah, cheeky.
She was like whistling. I go, hey, you should go call Mike and show him what you can do.
So that's why she. Oh my god, I can't do it. I cannot. I've not. I just there must. There must be something with the shape of my mouth. I just can't do it.
Go ahead, try right now.
It's pathetic.
Are you inhaling?
No, it's out. It's going out. I mean, what else do you do? And then the worst of people are like, oh, just purse your lips. Like, no shit. Oh, I was making a giant O-hole. I was keeping them wide open. Why don't you bend over? I'll purse my lips. God. Fucking whistlers. All right. Pull yourself together.
Okay.
You got anything else? I saw Bill and Ted 3. It was very good. I saw the drive-in with our brother Chris.
I need to do that. Mulan's tomorrow night. Jessica and I are going to watch it.
What's that?
Mulan comes out tomorrow. She's very excited.
Let me know.
The early stuff sounds good for it.
That's fine. I'm so upset it's not a musical. But that's how I be.
Get over it. I guess.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I certainly am okay waiting for like the 3 months until it becomes free. I guess I'm not going to pay $30 for it, yeah. Which is fine. I don't have to. Yeah.
All right.
So, hey, a new episode of 90s Disney is out about Rocket Rods, which if you don't know is kind of infamous as one of the worst Disneyland rides ever.
Yep.
So if you want to learn about that, listen to our new 90s Disney episode.
Someone who follows us on Facebook commented that he's wrote it many times. Yeah. And actually see if
he
responded.
He did respond to you.
Oh, did he?
He didn't like it. He didn't like it.
What do you know?
Also, if you go to our 90s Disney Twitter account, which is at 90s Disney Pod, we are running a contest right now with a signed Hunchback of Notre Dame poster. Two of them, actually. Two different ones. They're both signed by the screenwriter of the film, Tad Murphy.
Yeah, so go find that tweet, follow us, and retweet, and maybe you can win that post.
Yep, that contest is going till September 15th. We've had a great response to that so far.
Yeah, that worked real well.
Yeah, so that's been fun. But yeah, so yeah, that's about all that's going on for me. How about you, HK?
Same.
Yeah, I'm ready for Mario. I'm ready for some skateboarding. I'm an Avenger.
You are an Avenger.
It's happening. All right, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Go to all those podcast stores. Leave us a review if you can. And we'll see you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.